KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, and we're at 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, Creston police are reporting 5 recent arrests, 1 incident of theft, and 1 incident of vandalism. Authorities say Friday afternoon, 36-year-old Clay Pettit of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended and possession of a controlled substance first offense. Pettit was later released on $1,300 bond. Early Saturday morning, 44-year-old Jeffrey McAlexander of Tingley was arrested for OWI third or subsequent offense, driving while revoked, and failure to provide proof of insurance. And he was later released on bond amounting to slightly more than $5,866. Saturday afternoon, 22-year-old Taylor Giles of Creston was arrested for harassment of the third degree. He later posted a $300 bond. 34-year-old Trell Peterson of Creston was arrested Saturday night in Creston for interference with official action on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. Peterson was issued a promise to appear on the local charge and was being held pending transfer to Mills County. Sunday morning, 30-year-old Kenny Cunningham of Creston was arrested on a Clark County warrant for failure to appear for fingerprinting on the original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Cunningham was transferred to the custody of Clark County authorities. Creston police said also a woman residing in the 500 block of South Maple Street reported Friday morning that sometime within the past few days, someone had stolen multiple items out of her garage. They included 2 round point shovels, a round point trunk buddy, a square point trunk buddy, a square shovel, garden fork, and ice chopper lawn edger. The loss was estimated at $105 altogether. And a woman residing in the 400 block of South Division Street on Friday reported to police that someone threw a rock through the window of her residence. That happened sometime between 5 and 5:30 a.m. Friday. The loss was estimated at $250. The Iowa Department of Human Services, or DHS, has announced the state of Iowa has received nearly $1 million in funding from FEMA to offer free crisis counseling to any Iowan has been affected in any way by the COVID-19 public health emergency. The program called COVID Recovery Iowa is available starting today. Counseling will take place via virtual sessions, chat, or phone call. People of all ages may join groups online to find support and learn new strategies to cope with the effects of the pandemic in a variety of creative ways. DHS Director Kelly Garcia says it's not uncommon to experience feelings of stress or anxiety during uncertain times. This funding, she says, will help us to support Iowans across the state who are trying to find their new normal. Iowans can access services through the following options. You can call 800-447-1985 to connect with a counselor specializing in rural issues and agriculture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call the Iowa Warm Line at 844-775-9276 to connect with a peer counselor or request to get in touch with a COVID Iowa Recovery Counselor. You can also go to www.covidrecoveryiowa.org to find a complete contact form and a counselor will get back to you. The DHS has contracted with 5 providers throughout the state to provide counseling, virtual activities, referrals, and help finding resources. COVID Recovery Iowa will announce additional programs in the coming weeks to help Iowans build coping skills and resilience. And COVID Recovery Iowa has begun offering virtual support groups for parents, teens, and preteens as well. Mandy Gespe, the child and family lead team developer for COVID Recovery Iowa, said the organization has been getting many requests from parents for activities they can do with their children and advice on how to help keep their teenagers through the pandemic. And she says, we thought it would be great to give them a chance to talk to each other with their ideas and strategies. And COVID Recovery Iowa, as I mentioned, is for all Iowans who have been affected in any way by COVID-19. They offer free virtual confidential counseling to all Iowans. Activities includes cooking classes, yoga and meditation, and more to help Iowans through this stressful time. Parents, your group will meet via Zoom on Wednesdays beginning at 5 o'clock. You can find out more by emailing Chelsea Sefkin. There is an address in the same story on our news page. Guess me and her team are also hearing about how the pandemic is affecting teenagers. A support group can be an outlet for teens to talk about what's frustrating in this situation and why this summer feels different than last summer. Gaspi said it's very hard for anyone, especially teenagers, to figure out how to navigate relationships via social media. Some teens may also be faced with extra responsibilities due to the pandemic, And whether it's for family financial support, child care, or extra duties around the house because their parents are essential workers, Gatsby says it's also helpful for teens to understand they're not the only ones who are struggling. This will be an opportunity for them to meet and talk with other teens over the state. The teen support group meets Tuesdays at 10 and Thursdays at 2. The preteen support group meets via Zoom on Mondays at 4:30 and Thursdays at 1. For more information on those two groups, you can check out the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. There are links to email addresses and other such information. Well, former Iowa District 3 Representative David Young is running for that seat once again this year, and he made a stop at KJAN on Friday. As he hit the campaign trail, Young provided his thoughts on a number of current major issues and said he's been getting a good response from constituents in the district.
Well, we're poised to take this seat back. And people right now are looking for strong leadership, decisive leadership, thoughtful leadership, especially during these uncertain, challenging times that we're all going through, whether it be, COVID-19 and the economy, kind of civil unrest, and who knows what's going to be happening next. But, you know, people want certainty. They want leadership. People don't want to be led blindly, of course, and nobody should. But it's time to make some real decisive action on a lot of issues, and that's not happening right now in Congress.
COVID-19 and the ensuing economic impact has been a major focus around the globe, and Young says it is a public health issue that should be taken seriously. He said he hopes further steps are made by Congress to help those most impacted financially and to aid in getting the economy back on track. Young says one of his first priorities in office would be to make sure that health necessities can be produced here at home.
One of the first things that I want to do, if it's not done already, when Congress opens up in the next session, is to make sure that we produce those antibiotics and drugs and masks and ventilators here at home in America, and that we don't have to depend on communist China or any other country for these kind of things when there's an emergency like this. That was a tough lesson to learn and very sobering. And we've got the best workers in the world and very innovative as well. We can do this right.
The ag economy has also been widely impacted by COVID-19, and David Young said there is some help coming the way of farmers across the country. He said a good planting season certainly helped, and he's optimistic about the bounce back.
But I'm optimistic about Iowa agriculture. I always am. Mm-hmm. Because we've got the good Lord gave us the best soil out there and the best workers out there. It's not just an economic pride we have, that we lead the nation in so many, corn and beans and pork and eggs and, up and down the line. It's part of our heritage. I'm a seventh generation Iowan, and my, great, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. And you came over here for that opportunity to own land, private property rights, and set out their course, as many of your listeners right now, their forefathers and foremothers did the same. And so it's part of our heritage, and we want to keep that going because it's a real pride that we have here.
Racial issues and police brutality have been brought to the forefront of the country conversation following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and Young gave his thoughts on that situation.
They're important conversations to have. First and foremost, I believe we all want the same thing. As human beings, we all want to be loved, accepted as to who we are, and treated with justice and fairness in a peaceful world, and given opportunities out there. Unfortunately, there are some racists out there in America. We need to confront that. We need to have tough conversations.
And Young says he looks forward to continuing the campaign and drawing differences between himself and his opponent, incumbent Cindy Axne.
This district knows me. I know this district very well, having served 4 years. I never missed one vote in those 4 years because Iowans want you to show up to work, and I did every day. And so I look forward to the campaign and drawing a stark contrast between myself and my opponent, who is not a blank slate anymore and has a voting record. And who votes, by the way, with Nancy Pelosi 98% of the time, and that's not where Iowa is.
Following a stop here in Atlantic, Young went on to visits in Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Gravity on Friday. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.